say the chemistry, even if we're not kissing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Although we did do, you know, just to give them a little bit of what they wanted, because we're not girlfriends on the show. We did do a podcast with Bridget on AfterEllen.com, and we did kiss, and we had a
little saw.
In our pajamas. So we definitely gave them a little taste of what they were looking for.
Yeah, that was pretty hot, girls. Welcome to a very special edition of the Daytime Confidential podcast. Long before Luke and Noah became a couple, or more importantly, a squish name, there was a little same-sex couple on All My Kids known as BAM that took Daytime by storm. Today, Luke and I are so pleased to welcome the women that started it all, Eden Regal and Elizabeth Hendrickson, who have reunited for the smash YouTube sitcom Imaginary Bitches. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you and an honor to speak with you both. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure for us, too.
Well, I know I said the two of you have reunited, but the truth is, since you are real-life besties, as the kids say these days, you never really were apart.
No, not very much. We see each other all the time. I hadn't heard besties. I guess I'm not a kid anymore.
Oh, it's replacing BFF.
I know, we're getting so old. I don't know what happened.
We're not up on the lingo.
So, what's it like to work with your best friend?
It's amazing. We've been doing it for a long time. And when we were on All My Children, it just made work so much fun. Sometimes we'd have really long days or really difficult scenes, but it's just, you know, it was an opportunity for us to chat and to have fun, and even to meet and work on our scenes together was a joy. So we're really very lucky.
Okay.
You guys must know something about it, right? You like each other, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're besties. BAM fans were so heartbroken with the way things turned out for Bianca and Maggie on All My Children. I'm sure they're loving seeing you two back together on Imaginary Bitches. Are you hearing from a lot of them?
We've got the greatest fans ever. I think they'll take us any way that they can get. That's how great they are. We could be, I don't know, standing on top of our heads, and I feel like they'd still be, you know, applauding us. So, you know, and definitely a different relationship that we're not a couple. That's the way they like us. But I think that they really just enjoy us as, you know, as regular old people too.
So,
I think they just like us. I think that they like really, you know, I think that they just enjoy watching us have a good time, because I think that's what Eden and I are really doing.
Mm-hmm. They, you know, and you can see the chemistry even if we're not kissing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Although we did do, you know, just to give them a little bit of what they wanted, because we're not girlfriends on the show, we did do a podcast with Bridget on AfterEllen.com, and we did kiss, and we had a little in our pajamas. So we definitely gave them a little taste of what they were looking for.
Yeah, that was pretty hot, girls.
We enjoyed it, too.
That was a fun morning.
Awesome.
Now, Elizabeth, this is your first time on Daytime Confidential. Well, Eden is now a vet. Jamie and I would like to take the time to tell you how much we're enjoying you on both Imaginary Bitches and on Young and the Restless as the scheming Chloe. It is so great to have you back in Daytime and on the web. Are you enjoying it on Young and the Restless?
Thank you. I'm having such a great time. I just feel so at home there, and I could not be more happy with the part that I've been playing, and it's just something that I've never played before.
Happier, right? You could be slightly happier if I were on the show with you, right?
I would be more than slightly happier.
Oh, that would be you.
I didn't mean to interrupt. Sorry, what were you saying?
Hey, you could play Catherine Chancellor's granddaughter, Mac. That would be the perfect coup, you know, and there's this network battle going, you know, it's like trading teams, you know. They just got Harley and Gus, so now they'll get Bianca for Wyatt I. But yeah, Chloe is fastly becoming my favorite vixen on the show. She has really made the Daniel Lily pairing so much more interesting by giving them a viable obstacle.
Yeah, and they're enjoying it too. I think that they were in need of a little spice.
Oh,
are they getting it? So, and Chloe's becoming more deceitful and more just the things that she starts pulling out of that little bag of tricks of hers is going to be quite a shocker. So,
really, it gets worse. Deeper,
yeah, it's getting crazy.
That's awesome.
Whole summer storyline. Let me tell you.
Oh my God, that's awesome! Well, I love getting to see Lizzie doing all this fun stuff. I mean. On All My Children, when she played Frankie, I think we got to see a little of that feistiness. But then Maggie was a little bit more conservative. So
it's nice
to see that fire come back.
And I think from my experience from being in All My Children, you know, sometimes you just forget that if you sort of give them just a little glimmer of hope, or just, you know, just I just started sort of adding a little bit more of myself to it, and the next thing I knew, they were just sort of, you know, it's almost like we were like working together and like just didn't even know it. They just started, I would give them a little taste of something and then they would fly with it. So I think that from my experience and all my children, you know,
I remember Maggie started off as straight, right? And then Bianca sort of won her over. I think she was gay all along, she just didn't know it.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. Did she end up totally gay or was she bi at the end?
Yeah, I think she was bi. She didn't really know what to...
But then she was off with another girl, so then I just thought that she
right. Yes, of course.
I think Maggie was trisexual.
I blocked that out.
She'll try anything.
Yeah, it's so true.
Speaking of All My Children, it's so much fun having you stir things up on Young and the Restless than it was to watch your character on All My Children being abused by Jonathan. Was that as painful for you to play as it was for us, the fans, to watch?
Actually, it was. It was very surprising. I was really taken off guard, actually, how hard that hit was. I remember that day I was crying so hard after he hit me. And
oh wow.
And
did he really hit you?
Well, no, but you know, the fake hit, but just I don't know, it was a really intense day. And I remember one of the makeup people coming up to me and saying and like talking to me and like trying to like wipe away my tears or something. And my director sort of running over and saying, no, let her stay there. She's all right, you know, because she really thought that I was, you know, she was trying to comfort me. And I was just trying to be an actor sitting in my space because I had a scene to continue. But remembering that it was like, it was hard. It was really hard. I sort of like lived that for a day. But, you know, it was another story that I was really grateful for that I reached out to, fans that had been through that and shed some light, and you know, I was lucky to, you know, to help reach out to some people. So I was really thankful for that.
Well, you guys have definitely reached out to a lot of fans who have gone through, of course, I'm sure the experience of coming out and falling in love as a gay person or a lesbian person, plus with that, you know, abuse storyline. That, I mean, I know that, you know, that's the times when daytime really can touch people's lives. But getting back to the fun you're having on YNR now, Chloe has paired up with Amber, another delightful little niece.
Another little schemer.
Can you give me any scoop on...
I gotta say, she is really fun to work with. We have fun together.
That's good. I like Adrienne Franz.
She's
Franz.
A really great actress. And
is that Adrienne Franz?
Yes, Franz, I'm sorry.
Oh, she's incredible.
Yeah, she's really great. You know, she's such a character in real life, and she's really like this, really like ready and available, open, and such a professional. And we've been working a lot with each other lately, and it'll be interesting to see how far they go with our relationship as friends, and to see, you know, if we start to maybe, you know, start the scheming together, because it's pretty, you know, it's sort of funny because you think that sometimes it's like, ooh, you know, she's trying to even out and doing the right thing, and I sort of come in, and it'd be very interesting just to see what the two of us would do together and cause trouble.
Can you give us any sneak peeks or any scoop for what's up with Chloe and Amber this summer?
I mean, as of right now, Chloe is, you know, she's just trying to get as close to Kane as she possibly can. So she is, you know, manipulating, you know, being manipulative in every relationship that she has. And Amber's a huge tie to Kane because it's his ex-wife. So
right. She
will just, you know, so she really is just trying to get as much information or try to get as close as Kane as she possibly can.
Amber can give her pointers.
Yeah, right. And then she befriends Amber and tries to help her get back with Daniel. And so as of right now, that's all that's really going on between the two of them. Nothing crazy yet, but we're trying to give him some stuff to maybe.
Well, we're pumping you guys because, I mean, that's one of the hottest pairings. You guys aren't a couple on this show, but hottest pairings that's going right now, so.
For anyone who doesn't know by this point, Imaginary Bitches is the brainchild of Eden's real-life hubby, Andrew Miller, and her sister works behind the scenes on the show. You guys should call your production company the Friends and Family Plan Production.
This was our dream. It really was. Our relatives, whenever we would go home for holidays or whatever, would say, why aren't you guys working together? You've got so much talent in the family. Why don't you do something? And we'd always say, yeah, I know, we should. And then finally we did, and we never, ever want to stop working together. I mean, I've said that usually in this business you have to wait until you're a big shot, like you're Judd Apatow, in order to get to choose who you work with. But because we're big fish in a little pond, we get to choose whoever we want. And so we get to choose people that we really like.
Yeah, that's definitely the beauty of the web.
That's the greatest experience on the show is just, to, you know, I think that's why it looks so good and it just reads so well, because it really, everyone's there for the right reason and for the simple love of wanting to, you know, create good work. So I think that everyone has just come together and everyone's just so appreciative of each other and so supportive of each other, and working with Eden and her family, it makes you want to have a family, you know. I don't have brothers and sisters, and I'm not married, and you just sort of get the sense of like, oh wow, like this is like the true like meaning of family, and it's really nice to be around.
Imaginary Bitches has become quite a hit. Everyone from the New York Post to Us Weekly is talking about you guys. Did you ever expect the show to be such a success? Definitely. Did you ever expect it to be such a success?
We hoped, I guess. We dreamed that it might be. I mean, the whole goal in going into this was just that as many people as possible would see it. We loved the show, and there was something about making it that, you know, you don't make art in a vacuum, as they say. Not, I don't mean to say that we're making art here, but
oh, you are. No,
it needs
definitely.
To be. You need for it to be seen somehow. And we were just dying for people to see it and sort of catch on to what we, you know, thought we had kind of discovered. I love this story so much. I love the character, and it's so incredibly gratifying to see people like it and catch on to it and enjoy it, pass it on to their friends, and if something in it speaks to them, then it's really fun.
I want to ask something, because I know Andrew told Jamie that he was meeting with potential sponsors. Is there anything that you can report on that front? Will we be seeing you on a possible like network or television show or anything like that?
You know, you guys will be the first people we tell if there's
awesome.
Any, because you were the first people there. I mean, Lizzie, I don't know if you know this, but Daytime Confidential, like, broke the story of Imaginary Bitches before there even was a story, when we just started releasing the teaser. And Jamie wrote something very nice about us and got people excited and has continued to be our greatest advocate and supporter, and currently writes an update about us weekly in the Canadian TV Guide. So it's been wonderful. And Luke, too, has written some great stuff about us, getting the word out. So certainly, we'd go to you first because we owe you guys.
Oh, well, hey.
Thank you.
You guys putting us all over your press page has been great for us, too. So
okay.
Mutually beneficial. And it's organic. I mean, I won't name any names, but I can share this with you. We've had people come to us now and say, we want the Imaginary Bitches treatment. And it's like, well, it's not a treatment.
Ooh.
We really just love that show that much. So,
you guys make it extremely easy for us because of how great your guys' show is.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad that we got it, because I guess
and
it's
Luke
not
and I
fail.
Don't agree about much. That's the funny thing. Okay, let's jump to a story.
That's what we can say. We could say, you know, it's the show that brings Jamie and Luke together.
Exactly. Yes. What about story-wise? What can we expect from Eden and her girls, both real and imagined, for the rest of the season?
You know, some of my favorite episodes are coming up. There are four left in the season, and this coming week, we actually, I think Andrew sent you a sneak peek picture.
Yes, he did.
That nobody else is going to get.
This podcast will actually air after we post it, but I'm posting it tonight with bated breath. So I'm sure
the next episode is really fun, particularly for BAM fans and all my children and YNR fans, because it's just me and Lizzie. The whole episode is just the two of us. So they really get to get a lot of the two of us.
I'm scared.
No, and Lizzie is incredibly brilliant in this episode. It was written because Andrew was so amazed and blown away by her incredible comedic ability in the first couple of episodes, and he was like, I have to write her a real episode where she can shine. And he really did, and she's awesome in it. She's quite
this
comedian.
She is such a brilliant writer. This scene, I mean, this episode, it was, oh my gosh. I said that I'm so scared because I really wanted to just, it's just so funny. I mean, when he first handed it to me, I was laughing out loud and just could not wait to do it. So, and they keep on telling me it's great, and I'm just like, oh God, I hope I this.
You're really gonna love it. But I mean, I think I feel that way about the show too. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God, maybe it's because my husband's writing it or something, but I've never been able to do such fun material before, and I feel like I better do a good job or else, you know, or else I will have squandered an amazing opportunity. But that episode is coming up, and then after that, there's another really funny episode that was written by the two ladies who wrote, what's it called? The Game Plan, which is the Disney movie with The Rock.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And among many other things, they're incredibly talented. And we actually, Andrew met them during the writer's strike on the strike line. And we've become friends. That's actually how we met Jeff Paulquin, who wrote the last episode, which was the porn star episode.
That was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh, I know. He's a Simpsons writer and also wrote for Lil Bush and many other things. So it's great to get, like, a bunch of talent involved, and they're all our friends, too, so we keep the whole friends and family thing going. And then after that...
Didn't someone from The Simpsons, one of the writers from The Simpsons, write my episode?
No, Andrew wrote your episode.
Wait,
the Simpsons writer wrote the Charlie one, the one, the Speedo one.
Porn Star Priest.
Okay.
Yeah,
which is,
exactly.
Well, every week I say this one's my favorite one, but then each episode trumps the last one. So, you know, the whole show
so nice
is my
here.
Favorite.
I'm
serious.
I love
Sex
the yoga
City
one.
Off,
sorry, go ahead.
You love the yoga one?
Oh, my God, I loved it.
I thought Brittany did such a good job.
So, yeah.
What is her name again?
I think I told you that I bumped into her in the middle of the store last week, and I ran up to her like I was a fan or something.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, you're an Imaginary Bitches. I was like singing her praises in the middle of Urban Outfitters.
Oh, that's great. Her name is Brittany Ishibashi.
Okay.
And she played the yoga instructor, and she was awesome. That episode was the one that was featured on the front page of YouTube, so it had like over a million views.
Congratulations.
But then the end of the season is a 2-episode season finale that I am totally in love with. We've got some amazing guest stars for it and some very interesting things happen. And I think the idea is that the imaginary bitches are forcing Eden to deal with parts of her personality that she has repressed and hasn't wanted to deal with up until now. And I think some things get revealed about Eden's personality that are incredibly surprising to her, and the show takes some interesting turns.
There's been a whole lot of drama with Catherine and Heather when they pulled their walk out. Elizabeth, from your perspective, how have things been on the set since Catherine and Heather came back to work?
Well, you know, I've had a problem with Catherine and Heather since day one. I just feel like they're always trying, you know, they're just scene stealers. I haven't seen them since they got back, but I'm hoping that we will be able to finally work with each other, because I'm not a diva.
Well,
definitely
I believe it's
not a diva.
Catherine definitely has some diva tendencies, but with Heather, I'm just wondering, is there any truth to the online rumors that Heather will be getting her own spinoff called Confessions of an Imaginary Slut?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, somebody wrote on YouTube, I don't think Heather's so much of an imaginary bitch as an imaginary pervert.
I mean, she is equal opportunity, I tell you.
She truly is. Yeah, she's definitely the slutty part of Eden's psyche. Yeah, I can
revealing
only imagine
your...
that part gets unleashed in her.
Yeah, it's good that she's found a way to channel it.
Okay.
I want to jump back to Elizabeth's day job for a second. On YNR, you work with Greg Rickhart, who did a hilarious turn on Imaginary Bitches as Eden's pervy blind date. Any chance that we'll be seeing Chloe and Kevin mix things up?
Oh, I love it. I keep on, in every interview I have, I try to throw it out there and hope that a writer is reading or listening, because I would love to work with him. Nothing has happened. Actually, I had my first with him yesterday, but it's not so much with him as it's, sorry, guys, I'm on my way to a meeting and I'm outside and I have to get gas and it's a little loud, so bear with me.
Oh, that's okay. Reality show, hey.
Yeah, totally. A day in the life of Liz Hendrickson.
So I have really not had a scene one-on-one with him. He's sort of just been introduced to my character. You know, I'm slowly but surely being introduced to new characters every week. So I'm hoping, I think that I would be a good addition to his family. They're the craziest family.
Oh, yeah.
So I would love to work with Judith Chapman, and Christian LeBlanc is amazing. It's funny, I had my first scene with Christian the other day, and I literally stepped forward and said my line, and I may as well have just vomited on the floor, and I pretty much spoke gibberish. And we go through the scene, and Christian got up, and he went, "This is what Elizabeth just did," and got up and went, "Bleh, bleh, 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 bleh." And it was like, we were laughing hysterically. He came up to me on Monday. This was on Friday. He came up to me on Monday, and he said, "I just want to apologize. I don't know if I completely offended you by saying that to you. It's only because I respect you as an actor. I would never would have said that to anyone who I thought was it, who couldn't handle it and didn't think that they were actually good." And I looked at him and I said, "Absolutely not. You were so right." I said, "I think I was so looking forward to working with you, and I just got so nervous, and I just went to go speak to you, and I just started speaking another language. And I'm so excited to work with him. I got so nervous. I felt like I was, you know, working with Jack Nicholson or something." But that family on that show is one of, I think that they're just some of the most interesting dynamic characters on daytime. And Greg is such a talent. And I think I'm going to be there, or hopefully I'll be there for a while. So I hope that, you know, in the near future, I'll be working with him more often.
Well, I tell you what, I have to admit, Luke and I, we debate back and forth a lot about the Fisher Baldwins. He's a big Fisher Baldwin fan. I'm a big Kevin and Michael fan, but Gloria and I don't always see eye to eye, I have to admit. But if they mix you in there, I'm telling you, it will win me over because I'm one of those people with my soaps. I'm like, I'm not one that likes change. I like it like it is and how it's always been for since I was a little boy. So like, I can remember when I was reading that they were bringing you on. Like, whenever I see someone coming on new, I want them to play a character that's, like, already been there. So I was griping and moaning. I was like, why are they having her play some new character? Why don't they bring her back as Mac, the granddaughter, Catherine's granddaughter? But from your first scene, I had to shut my mouth. I was like, okay, I'm feeling the Chloe.
Thank you. Well, you know, I don't even think they really knew what they were going to do with her. It was really just coming on as a show-by-show basis, and I think they had me, and they had an idea of me possibly playing another character, and I went to go read, and they were like, you know, I think that you would play this. What about playing this? And, believe me, going on to a new show and knowing the way the soaps work, believe me, I wanted to go in with my family ties, too. I thought it'd be a lot safer way to go in.
Well, if they're smart, they will tie you to the fabric of that show tighter than, you know, a Slipknot at this point.
Well,
because you're
I think that that's something that, if I give you any glimmer of hope, that will begin to happen in the next few weeks. So
Awesome.
Absolutely awesome.
Or at least Chloe's making sure to create the ties.
Yeah, there you go. She's an industrious little one.
Yes, she is.
Now, will we be seeing any more soap stars on Imaginary Bitches this season? You teased us earlier about the fact that you have a bunch of guest stars coming on for the season finale. Will any of them be soap stars, or will we see any prior to that?
You'll see Sam Page, who played Trey on All My Children.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Kendall's other brother, the one that was not aborted.
Yeah, he was like Kendall's brother and also Leo's brother, I think. Or he pretended to be.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was
that's
my
right.
cousin. He was my cousin.
He was your cousin, right. Yes.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. Because his dad had the affair with...
I don't know if I can say it. Well, yeah, he just got a job. Maybe I shouldn't say.
Oh, he did? Oh, that's great.
Well, just hearing you guys talk about the Leo era and having you on here, oh, man, bringing back so many great memories about All My Children.
Yeah, I know. It was such a good time, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Sometimes I go on YouTube and I watch all old stuff, and it's crazy.
Oh, I should do that.
Oh, my God, Eden. I sat there for hours just watching. I mean, it's absolutely – I mean, some of it is just – horrific, but when you look back, just when you look back to see where you were 7 years ago, it's just like, oh my gosh, I was such a baby, and what was I thinking, and what was I doing? But it's just, oh gosh, I mean, it's so great that we have that access, that we have access to YouTube and all these things, and you can just, you know, type in Maggie and Bianca, and for the rest of our lives, we have, you know, all of our existence just, you know. Just right
oh my
there,
God! With Bianca and Frankie meet All My Children 2001.
Oh my gosh, we look like babies.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
You're hearing it here first, folks. Eden Riegel looking at herself on YouTube as Bianca.
This is like my favorite scene because it was the first time I ever saw Lizzie. I was down at in Judy Bly Wilson, the casting director's office, and she's like, I think you're really going to like this girl that we're bringing on as your love interest. Really an amazing actress. And they were taping the scene. She's like, oh, wait, let's look at the feed. And she put it on, and it was her. Susan had just hit her with her car, and it was her, like, lying on the ground. And she was so powerful and, like, fighting with Susan and completely fearless. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I get to work with her. And all of a sudden I got incredibly nervous. Oh,
that's so sweet because, meanwhile, I was, like, pooing in my pants. I don't think I've ever been so scared in my entire life. Oh, my God.
You covered it incredibly well. She's a good actor.
Doing a scene with LaLucci on your first day, yeah, that probably could be a little terrifying.
And her hitting me and me having to lay there on the floor and yell at her and saying, you're that lady who killed her husband with a letter knife. I mean, with a letter opener. I mean, I was beside myself.
Oh, man. Oh, the Dimitri storyline. You're bringing back memories for me now, I tell you. Wow, this is just awesome. Me and Luke could do this all night, but we know you guys have got stuff to do. So let me ask you this. Imaginary Bitches has been compared to Sex in the City by many in the celebrity journalism world, including us. Is that comparison flattering or anxiety producing?
I mean, that can only be flattering. I love that show, and I loved the movie. And I mean, I think when Sex and the City left the stage, it sort of left a void. And I mean, of course, we would love to be sort of a newer, edgier, sluttier Sex and the City. Yeah. Well,
You
maybe
talked
it's
about
impossible
filling.
to be sluttier than Samantha. But I think
Hey,
Heather could definitely give her a run for her money.
you guys are going there. It is amazing. And you mentioned filling the void. That is exactly a friend of mine that, like, it's really sad, but when we went and saw the movie, well, I think I've seen it 5 times now, but afterwards it was like, I'm sad. My girls are gone again. And then, like, I sent her a
Yeah.
clip of Imaginary Bitches, and I'm like, we've got new girls.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. That's incredibly flattering. Thank you.
The comparison is majorly deserved, and we would like to thank our guests, Imaginary Bitches Eden Riegel and Elizabeth Hendrickson, who also appears as Chloe on Young and the Restless. Be sure to check out Imaginary Bitches on YouTube at youtube.com/imaginarybitches.
And for more information and dish on Imaginary Bitches, you can visit their website, www.imaginarybitches.com, or join them on Facebook and MySpace. We will post the links on the blog. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us.
It's been a
Thank you
pleasure.
so
Thank
much.
you.
It's lovely to talk to you guys. I hope we do it again soon.
Oh, we
Oh,
hope
yeah.
so too.
Anytime. You guys are awesome.
Awesome. Thank you.
And
Thank
so is
you.
Andrew. He is the nicest guy in television that we've met.
Thank
So.
you very much. I think so too. I like him so much. I married him.
There you go. Hey.
And
That could be
Elizabeth.
the title of a book. See, I'm always working the
That'll
hustle,
be my
Eden.
memoirs.
And Elizabeth, we wish you a long run on Young and the Restless because we're just loving it. It's a pleasure to visit.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the support.
Followed by your own ABC show like Samantha Who, because that's what I see for you. I see big things for both of you guys. I mean, who knew you were comedians? It's amazing. It's still amazing to me. The first time I saw Eden, I
Even
was like,
we didn't know. The
yeah.
only one who knew was Andrew.
Well,
Well, he's a genius.
All right. Well, talk to you guys later.
Thank you so
Later.
much.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.